and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
So James, wrap it up. He's dancing again.
I'm on a side. That's kind of like a night.
Let's go.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live at the Shasta County Chamber. We have a full, this is the definition of a full house. And I don't even play poker.
There's four of us sharing two mics.
I know. Sharing is caring. We need to buy Carl some more mics. Anyway, Shasta County Live, Shasta Live by Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, sir.
Nigel, James.
Jason.
Jason, Spencer, Larry. Everybody's here. This is the first official Eat Shasta Hour, right? Where we
So we had talked about this a little while ago about how we were going to dedicate one of our hours per week, per month, to Eat Shasta, and this is our inaugural broadcast of that hour. And so we have a couple of killer ladies that are in the house that are going to be talking to us about the eating process in Shasta County.
About so eating Shasta.
Yeah. About But before we get too far, I just want to remind you, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and you can listen to us live streaming on at KCNR1460.com anywhere in the world. So there you go.
Woo. But before we get started, how was your week, Mr. James?
Mine's been very, very busy. We have talked about and leaked secretly for a long time that we've got some things in the work on many fronts as many different entities that we are working together. But as most people now know, I am working with Spencer Markey and myself for Spencer James Confectioners, and we acquired Chocolate Day Nanette, which has been a chocolate company for over 40 years in Shasta County, and we are excited to say that we have landed the holiday market account, so we're putting in racks filled with chocolates, and super excited and thankful for that. So we're in Placer, and the other three locations are coming soon. But we really wanted to have a retail space that we could go back directly to the consumers of Shasta County, and we've done that. And so we're super excited to say that we've secured a location, and we are working on getting that ready. But with us will be Harbor Media that will be in our space. Also, Shasta County Chamber will be in that space. Reading Buzz will be in that space. And then obviously Spencer James Confectioners will be in that space. Bernsini Winery will be in that space. So it's a really cool collaboration, and it's happening downtown, and we will give street addresses probably in the next week or two. We are just feeling out everything, but keys have been made, lease has been signed, internet is up and running.
The Buzz rumor mill is going to start soon.
Yeah, so super cool. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
So I've been busy.
Yes. Well, so I got some questions, and so we had a great PM social on Friday night.
Oh yeah,
up at the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, and I just want to do a shout out to
them.
Do
they like chocolate?
What is? Yes.
No, but
you'd be surprised. There, I had perceptions in my head, right, and I was so happy. They were the nicest people I've met in a long time.
Anyway, they hosted the Shasta County Chamber for an evening social, and that was really good. I'm surprised you know, all of our chamber members that showed up had a really good time.
And they and mostly they were, the time we were all there, they talked about all the things that they wanted help with from us to do, because they want to do toy drives and back to school fundraisers for shoes for kids and backpack stuffing. And I mean, it was just on and on. And every one of them was so excited and passionate about it and stuff. And then funny thing, one of the big rough and tumble guys that I was like, yeah, and he was working the drink section for us, and you know, he had to jump out a little bit early, and he was like, oh, my kid's got a fever. And he's like, I got to go home and take care of him. And I was thinking, that's, you know, doesn't matter if you have a Hell's Angels leather jacket on when you're a parent, you still have the same same issues that everybody else does. So that's what I kind of saw there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that was kind of a cool evening. And then this coming Wednesday at noon, we're doing a roundup at Charlieu's in Anderson.
Yes.
If you guys are around, you're welcome to join
Lovely.
Us.
Come by and check it out.
So, but if there's not anything else, let's introduce our guests right here. They're already smiling. That's
yeah.
Great.
So we have Kate of Bantam and the newest endeavor, Honeymoon.
Whoop.
And then we have April of Cheesecakes Unlimited. Yeah. We wanted to get their take on the restaurant industry and how things are going. And the two of them have more successful, nice restaurants here in town. And what does it take to keep that afloat and expand and grow and... You know, it's a full time 7 day a week job for sure.
I just thought it was just sorted food.
Yeah.
No, it takes money and ulcers.
and Sunday scaries.
And a lot of red wine.
Or any color.
Okay, so let's start with Kate.
Yes.
Is it a congratulations thing or a what have you done thing?
What have I done? I do have moments where I'm really trying to connect with like damn, why have I done this? Because mm-hmm. This has been the most challenging time, I think, of my life, building this second restaurant. I'm married. I have 3 kids. My husband's my partner. And we are just, like, in it deep. And so to get Honeymoon's open, we pushed really hard through a lot of, struggle, I guess.
For those who don't know, Honeymoon's mm-hmm. is going in where Moonstone Bistro was.
Correct.
On Placer. Mm-hmm. Placer and Bonaventure.
And they did a beautiful job of opening it. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And we need to share that because unfortunately we have found, and no disrespect, Shasta County, but many of us live under rocks. So we needed to, that's a good way of being able to tell people exactly where you are.
Yeah, right? No, that's
and
great.
And that you're open and functioning.
And we have a great relationship with the owners of Moonstone, and they were wildly generous to us in their offer and, you know, the transition to get the space. So everything's been really freaking positive and wonderful, but it's, you know, you have this like really hard push to get your doors open and you're so excited and then it happens, but then it sets in that like there's so much more work to still keep doing. And so it's like that daily grind is still there and like what are we going to do next and how are we going to build this and how are we going to get to this next step? It's always there. Like there's no end, but I'm really grateful that we're finally open and that we're serving lunch and dinner this week and everyone's been showing up. Staff is great. And so I'm just really encouraged and like, really excited about the opportunity that we were given to have.
So how did it come about? Were you driving by one day and went, ping?
No. Actually, I moved. I mean, this started a long time ago. My husband and I met in 2010 in Reading. He was working at Moonstone. We had a meet cute. I was sitting at the bar, and then we, like, just kept running into each other. There's a deeper story, but I won't go into it because it will really embarrass him. But
it's okay. It's been 6 years.
I know. I need to have some
this
more red wine
to tell
you guys what happened. But we did keep on running into each other downtown. So we started dating, and then the rest is history. So when we opened Bantam Kitchen about 4.5-5 years ago, But Shay and Tanya came to us from Moonstone, and they said, you know, we want to keep the heart and the soul of this place, but we don't want to keep operating Moonstone. Are you guys interested? So they presented the space to us because they were particular, and they had offered it to other people, but they were really particular about keeping it local, keeping it, you know, family-owned. And so we were just the first crazies to choose to go forward with it. And that was back in November. So we've had a pretty quick turnaround to, like, get the offer, decide to do it, get open. So we've had a pretty strong push to move forward.
So we're almost time to take our first break. If you can imagine, this has already been 15 minutes. But I want to pose the question to you before we go because mm-hmm. I'm curious. Is there an upside, a flip side, a downside of it being such an iconic place prior to Honeymoon going in? Is there any expectations that you think people are putting on you guys? I mean, because really, it should be by your own merits, right? It's a, mm-hmm. it's a completely different restaurant, but with you saying how much they were interested in, you know, obviously they have respect for you guys and wanting it to have some kind of a, nod to or culture from or whatever, I wonder have people been weird? Like,
oh, people are always weird.
I know that. I know that. So think about that. So when we come back, you can answer that.
Break, and we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
And we're back. Good evening. Shasta Live by Shasta County Chamber. Full house. Not going to go by the names. I'll pick them in. We're talking to two restaurateurs. Shall we say that? That's about right.
That is correct.
April, I don't know. I've officially dubbed myself a restaurateur. Have you?
Maybe not. Ooh, just
that was a
yet.
High pitch.
Ooh, I don't know.
There's a little hesitation there, April.
2 years and
two years.
I think you have to have three restaurants on the books.
On the books?
Yeah. So, like, you know, I know there's more coming from you, but you're in that, so you can do that, and you have to play catch up.
Okay, right? I'll work on that.
Gave myself a title.
You're arrested.
I'm arrested.
So, Kate, you were telling us you own Honeymoons up on Placer, where Moonstone Bistro used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so how's that going now?
It's been awesome. We've done lunches the last 2 weeks, so we're in our third week. We're doing lunch and dinner today. I'm still trying to work staff in both of my spaces. So we're doing lunch and dinner this week, Monday through Friday. We're going to be closed again this weekend, and then hopefully we can go to 7 days a week. Plug, both of my restaurants will be open 7 days a week, not closed on Monday.
Oh,
just so we know, PA, we are, each Shasta is trying to get all restaurants to be open
on Mondays.
7 days a week.
On Mondays.
There's not much open on Mondays.
Okay, so talking about Honeymoons, so what's good there?
What's good?
What's on the menu that you would say is your...
The thing that we've been selling the most, brisket jam, burger. We've been selling our fried chicken, which we do totally different than Bantam fried chicken. We've been adding to the menu. We started with like 5 items 2 Mondays ago, and we've been building, we've been adding, we've been working with the staff. It's hard to go like full menu from the beginning. Yeah, you have to add product, you have to build the recipes, you have to have consistency, and with a whole new staff, we're just getting through it, and everybody's been great, and everybody's been excited, encouraged, creative, and so it's been really wonderful to watch, because it's really organic and it's fun, and we're just trying to create fun food like Bantam, but on an elevated level. That's all we're trying to do.
And you have some of our friends in there, Elwood.
Yeah, we serve Elwood beef. Kenny and I are close. Love Kenny, and he's a super funny guy. But he's also been very generous. You know, they've been great, and they're very accommodating to us and getting us product. And we look forward to being able to offer some like really unique things that they do, and some unique cuts, and having like parties on the patio, having some like ridiculous things come off the smoker. So we're just we still want to bring that kind of creative edge and incorporate their product for sure.
Yeah, and Elwood Ranch is starting to get into several restaurants. They have Golden Thing food truck. They're also corporate sponsors of both Eat Shasta and Reading Buzz. So thank you, Elwood Ranch, for listening.
Very good. And did you say there was a story about the two moons?
Yes.
Oh, the two moons.
Tell
us
about. Tell us about.
Yeah. So we actually, my husband and I, are partners. Bantam and Honeymoons are ours. And so we sat for a really long time just between the two of us talking about names and what do we do with this thing? It's going to be different from the Bantam. We want it to be in the same vein as Southern food, but elevated. What do we call this? We had a couple different ideas. But we were sitting with the previous Moonstone owners, Che and Tanya, and we were just kind of hashing out some details. We were talking about their equipment, you know, the contracts, whatever. And they looked at us and they said that you're going to have your honeymoon period. And Joe and I, like, we turned our heads and we're like, that's it, honeymoons, because it's kind of got this unctuous sound to it. Honey is kind of sexy, kind of foodie. Moon incorporates their name. So if we wanted to sort of, like, pull that same clientele that they built, there's going to be a relationship there. But it sounds adult. It's a little catchy. But also open enough that we can do with it whatever we want. You know, we're not calling it Chicken
Shack.
Or I said chicken.
There.
You know, so like we wanted it to be something that
we
could
still.
Do you
have chicken on the menu?
We do. We have some fried chicken on the menu for sure. Big old plate of Jason was in. He said it was the best fried chicken he's ever had.
We're gonna have to try that one out.
Yeah.
So yeah. Have you always been a foodie?
No. My foodie experience, my interest really started when my husband and I met. I always worked in restaurants. I was a bartender. But the food thing and the entrepreneurial thing happened after we got together.
Does anybody else have anything? I feel like I'm just having a private conversation.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Open book. Right here. You were asking about expectations.
I was asking expectations if you've already in the next, yeah, since you've been open, have people been weird at all?
Well, people are always weird.
Which we both agree.
And we're quite frankly, we're a bunch of weirdos. And if you've been into the Bantam, it's a funky.
Which I agree, but that's a good thing.
It's a funky space. Like, we're really lighthearted. We really don't take anything too seriously. It's just food.
We love
like, we tell our staff all the time, it's just food.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get upset about what somebody else says about our food. It's just food.
Yeah.
Nobody cares at the end of the day.
That's a good attitude, I think.
But at this new space, I have received
that all changes.
I have received some very strong opinions about what I should be doing, and I have told people that I don't have to do anything
that I don't want to do.
And so we are doing a different style of service that has kind of, I can see some people's wheels kind of turning a little bit. There's so much intention behind it. We're serving a different kind of food. There's a lot of intention behind it.
Here's the ingredients. Go in the kitchen, make it.
Oh, no. But it is, and you know, we're not going to be taking reservations, and there's a big reason for that. It's to really differentiate ourselves from the expectation that had previously been built. But a lot of people, I've been getting a lot of opinion. No, I'm just going to say opinion. But it's, you know, it's a small kitchen with double the seating capacity that we're used to. Okay. And so, you know, large parties hold up the kitchen. So we don't want to take reservations for large parties because we know what that does to kitchen flow. And it has nothing to do with if you know the owner or, you know, anything like that.
I would press my chips in.
If Larry called and was like, Kate, I need a party of 20, I'd be like,
done,
sorry, Larry.
How does chocolate make things work?
Oh, I mean, I like chocolate.
Some truffles.
Yeah. But, you know, so we're just trying to, like, offer something different. I want to be fast-paced. We want to, like, turntables. We want to, you know, we want to be a social place. You know, this is not the fancy linened spot that it was. We're different, and we want it to be different. We want to create that and make it more social, make it more approachable, make it like you're afternoon cocktail spot, make it your weekend spot with your family, sit on the patio, but...
Patio.
Yeah, the patio. The patio is sick.
I was going to say, exactly. There's very few places in Redding where you can go out and hang out, have a glass of wine, dinner, or whatever on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, but very few. Your patio is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a great place to come out.
Larry really likes my patio.
I do like your patio.
You just can't. I haven't seen
patio.
I haven't seen him this animated in a long time. Like,
I
do like the patio.
He's just like off
his
chair.
He's like using his hands over there. Your patio is so nice.
I love my hands from this guy. Ready, bud.
I can't wait to go on your patio again.
Let's do it.
Thank goodness it was the patio.
I know. I'm glad he said patio. A deck. Your big deck is so nice.
What?
Just love your patio space.
Okay.
Wow.
So I know we're talking a lot about honeymoon, but I have got to say, Bantam is one of my favorite places. My kids love to go there. My kids go there by themselves with their friends. They all love the menu and the uniqueness for the area, right? But I'll tell you what, the last time my wife and I was there, I am a creature of habit, so I'll find something that I like, and then if I really like it, then I just stick with it because I love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few things that I've always liked at your place, and, you know, I changed, there might be two or three things, but I had the, and I don't even really remember what it was called, but it was like a soup with shrimp in it.
The shrimp and grits.
Oh, yes.
Something.
It's the shrimp and grits.
It was a red sauce.
Oh, it's jambalaya.
Whatever it was. I don't know. All I know is that I wanted to swim in it. I kept asking, like,
no.
can you make this in a, like, 3-time size bowl?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amazing. It is good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not as good as your patio, though.
No. Love that patio.
I do, too, apparently.
No, it's, we've found, you know, and I don't know how people define success, but the fact that we sort of have this wild following and people love the food and love our crew and we're able to expand, like, to me, that's success. We feel really good about what we put out. We feel really good about how we treat people and treat our staff, and like, everything's just really exciting. And so just always really grateful for, everything that we've been given.
So we have a couple minutes before the next break, but I wanted to ask, so are you at liberty to talk about your next adventure that you're already working on?
Oh, my TV show?
Yeah.
This is the debut. It's right there.
Yes. I wish.
The patio store?
The patio, my patio store?
Yeah. Yes.
Where I sell big decks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So the downtown, we're going to have a spot in the public market, which is super exciting. Huge project. I think that people forget that it's such a big project, a big undertaking for
that
K2 development. Yeah. But it is going to be a hub in downtown. And I'm so grateful that they've held space for the Bantam and for us and to have product in there and to have a kitchen in there. I'm really excited for that to come together. I can't tell you when. It's a ton of work. If you've walked through that space, it's a ton of work that they've put in. And everybody's just really excited for it to happen. But there's still some more time.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. Yeah. I mean, we at one point with the Enjoy Store, we're looking at a spot that was going to happen in there, and it just didn't work out, but I'm super proponent to get that up and running, and I keep looking through the cracks in the windows, and they are making progress.
Just
so.
Open that door. They don't just go
no,
in.
No, one of my friends I just found was hired as what he calls himself, the super for the project or whatever.
Sure.
So I didn't know that they had hired him, but he came out and was following me and going, doing all the stuff, and I was like, fool, what are you, like, and then finally my eyes adjusted and I was like, oh, you know, and I was like, now I have an in, so I can't go check things out.
Yeah, just go check it out.
He's hyper professional, but I saw there was lots of work that's been done and changes, so it's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool space. They've got indoor-outdoor patio, full bar, Fall River's going to be there.
Grocery store.
There's going to be a grocery store, Smash Burger. There's going to be 32 Below is going to have an ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
Sang's going to have a noodle shop.
Oh,
we're going to be there
with Marrow.
And everyone's got like really great concepts. I think it's all going to work really well together. There's going to be a beautiful like wine shop with a sommelier.
Still no fish and chips, though.
Anyways, no fish and chips. Sorry.
Gotta come to Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Ooh. There we go.
There she is.
There's our patio.
There's our cue. Let's
and there's
take
a patio.
Bottom of the hour break. And we'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Squeeze them in. Oh, my God.
And we're back. Good evening. Shasta Live. Shasta County Chamber. Full house.
Reading Buzz. Eat Shasta. Cheesecakes Unlimited. Honeymoons. Bantams.
Right. We're talking about our favorite subject, which is food. rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two restaurants. I'm just going to say restaurateurs.
You graduated.
Right. Congratulations.
20 minutes.
Woo!
Kate, she's going to have a patio by the end of the night.
Kate from Honeymoons, and now we switch to April, the owner of Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Yeah, it's one of four. There are four of us in this endeavor, my husband and my in-laws. And oh, yeah, no, more than four cheesecakes, lots of those, unlimited.
So it's a family affair.
unlimited cheesecake. Yeah.
So it's a family affair.
It's a family affair, yes. Very much so.
And so I know you from way back then. So when did you get into the restaurant business?
2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is it a congratulations or a what have I done?
No, it's a congratulations. It's definitely a new one on my belt and a very new endeavor for sure. I can consider myself a foodie in the way I love food and like to eat it, but I personally have never actually worked in a restaurant before owning one.
We are similar in that aspect.
So
lots
service,
of sleepless nights 2 years ago?
Yeah. I am still.
Still?
Still now, every night, pretty much, you know.
But no patio.
No patio. I guess I'm going to have nightmares about that.
So how did your acquisition of cheesecakes come about?
It was a timing and opportunity thing. My in-laws and my husband were in the healthcare field, and that time of their life closed, and this door opened. We were frequent flyers of cheesecakes, if you will, and we knew Nick and Laura a little bit through being there, the previous owners, and Nick owned cheesecakes for 32 years before he sold that legacy to us, and even though I don't have any restaurant experience, my family does. My husband and my mother-in-law both were in the restaurant business before that medical field came into their life. So it was something that they wanted to be a part of, and I was along for the ride and ready to jump on in.
Because Cheesecakes, I mean, it does have a legacy here. It's been here a long time.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, so we're just trying to continue that legacy. We've continued most of the same food that they had before and brought in some of our own things and tried to keep it the same, though, because that's what people are used to and that's what they like. The salads are there to stay. We are not changing any of the salads, and we have not, so nobody needs to worry about that. Their shrimp and pine nuts not going anywhere.
So what are the best selling items at Cheesecake?
Our number one selling item every single day, every single month, every year is the chicken feta salad.
And it's good. It is good. So is the wrap.
Yes, you can get it in a wrap from 11 to 4.
After four, she will say, I don't
care. You've said that 1,000 times.
Yes.
She will say, I don't have to.
I don't have to do anything. The wrap after four. That's when our dinner menu changes over. Yeah. So you can still get your salads, but not your wrap.
Not your wrap. Come tomorrow at 11.
Yes.
Except Mondays.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So how would you two say that the restaurant business or the restaurant industry is changing or has changed? I know it's only 2 years, but a lot's happened in two years. You know, how do you see the restaurant industry?
Yeah, that wrap used to be $8 and now it's 40.
That was
half the chicken. Times are tough.
But if you download the app, you get a special.
Oh, that's Larry's plug.
I would agree. It is the cost of food. In the last 2 years and just that short period of time, watching how we've had to increase prices, even though we don't want to. But in order for us to stay around, we have to do that. And it's actually pretty unfortunate because I know that that limits people and it is tough. It's hard to go out these days and spend that money. And we just want to keep serving the community and giving them good food and good quality service. And that can be difficult when the affordability has gone down.
A question that I have, how has also the changes in the marketplace bore out kind of on you guys when, you know, like my son's working for Dutch Bros at $22 an hour, or you can go to McDonald's and get paid $20 an hour to do fries and barely know how to count nuggets in a box. I mean, expectations, and I'm imagining your servers and stuff, you know, you pay them a fair salary, but $20 is well above minimum wage, right? Mm-hmm. And some things that might happen in your restaurants are minimum wage jobs. And so, I mean, are you finding a struggle for people, or is there a mental thing in the sense that, like, you know, okay, I'm X age and I don't want to be at McDonald's just to save face, so to speak, even though they could make more? I'm just curious if you've, either one of you,
right,
what you're being told and what you see and that kind of stuff.
I've had a couple engagements with people, applicants, I guess, not anybody on my crew currently, but applicants who do bring that up. And I say, well, if you would like to work at McDonald's, you're more than welcome to, but it's a different environment and we offer something different. Something I haven't really discussed or put out there too much, the bantam and the way we do service is going to remain. The reason we're changing the way we do service at our new spot, Honeymoons, and why we're doing a counter service initial greeting of guests and getting an initial order at the counter and then seating and doing service after. There's a couple reasons, and this is really intentional because, you know, minimum wage is very high. It is very high to pay a very skilled chef or line cook the right amount of money, and it is a little lopsided. And so the reason we've done this at Honeymoons, and I haven't been able to explain this to everybody, but I'm surely excited to get it on my website, to get it on my menus, to tell people exactly why we're doing this, it's because I've eliminated anybody being called a server. And so when you take away that position, and what I've done is anybody hired also knows that we're completely tip pooled. So if you tip on your card $10, you can know that that $10 is going to evenly go to every single person who's creating your experience. That is people in the kitchen, that's your dishwasher, that's the busser, that's the host. By eliminating a server who generally gets to dictate how much they tip out to a kitchen, and they put it on the restaurant owner, like a kitchen person needs to get paid more because they're not making as much as tips, it's really hard on the owner. We're doing it, and we're trying this something new is so that I can tip pool so that everybody equally shares in how much you are tipping the restaurant. You're tipping the restaurant. You're not tipping a server. So everybody gets to share in that, and it's actually proving to be wildly beneficial for my staff. The line cooks, I mean, like, we're seeing days where everybody on staff, line cook, busser, dishwasher, you know, they're all making $100 evenly. And that's huge for a restaurant owner that I get to pay my line cook an extra $100 on their 8-hour shift. It's huge. And I think that it's encouraged them. They are all working so hard. It's really like, team oriented, people are more accountable for their duties, and I really want to share with people why we've chosen to do this. It's very intentional, and it's to support people in this industry because there's such high turnover, there's so much disappointment, people get so irritated with each other because of the because of how unfair it feels between the front and back.
Oh, sure.
And I'm trying to eliminate that.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Well, that's cool that you actually are spending the time thinking through new processes, right?
I mean,
how cool. So it's time for us to take another. Oh, no, it's not. I thought I was jumping ahead. Sorry, my bad. Which leads me to my next question about tips. So there seems to be a lot of talk, at least from what I see on social media, that people are kind of becoming really disillusioned by tipping, that this, that our country has really turned into a mandatory tipping. Like it's almost like you just, it's not even a choice, right? Tipping used to start out because there was an exceptional service and then you'd leave a tip. And now our culture is where now we almost like, and forgive me if I'm incorrect, but that it's almost how they, our employees make their money because, you know, if you don't tip them, then, you know, they may be getting whatever their wage is or not. But so answer this question for me. Is it true that if you work as a server, which I know that you don't have that anywhere in at Honeymoon, and you're tipped whatever, at, by the end of the night you claim your tips, and let's say, does the restaurant still have to pay you your wage, or does that tip become out of the wage that you would have gotten? So let's say I'm going to work here and you would have paid me $60 to work my shift, but if I made $45 in tip and I claim them, then you don't have to pay me the $60, so you just pay the difference of what I didn't make.
In California, you still have to pay minimum wage.
Okay.
And so you still pay that wage, and then they get to claim tips on top of that.
Okay.
So it's, you know, servers can make a wild amount of money, but there are other states, which I think is, you know, I started, man, I was bartending in Colorado. I was making $4.50 an hour. But if your tips don't bring you up to minimum wage, then they have to compensate for that. But you, as, like, if you're making tips, then you get half wage, which, you know, whatever you feel about that. But certain states do it things differently than California for servers.
Well, and that's in the battle, right? You have the cooks who historically make more money in general because, you know, the servers are getting tipped out. And that was always the biggest thing with the minimum wage now coming in is now you're paying servers $20 an hour or plus, and now your cooks want more money. Your managers want double that money. And there's very low margin, as everyone knows, in restaurants. So I think what you're doing is wonderful because at the end of the day, it's you can only squeeze so much. And then you've got payroll tax, you've got food costs, you've got liquor costs, you've got maintenance, you've got utilities, and nobody thinks about those things. All this
Jesus, slow down, God.
Okay, on that note, what happened to your what happened to your eyes? You lost control of them.
Oh my God!
I tell you what. On that note, let's just take our last break.
Well, let's just like, do you support Trump's initiative to not tax tips?
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
I think that'd be wonderful.
He Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
There you go. Welcome back. Shasta Live, the Shasta County Chamber. Eat Shasta, Reading Buzz, Spencer James, Confectioners. Who else? Okay, we're all in the house.
Sorry. I just got a text from Brandy from Bernsini Vineyards that her handyman is bringing an
Oxalotl.
Torch. Oxitalian torch coming tomorrow to take the waterfall down.
There you go.
A torch. It's a blowtorch.
And our special guest,
yes.
April, Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Yes.
Cake. Honeymoon.
Hello.
Bantam.
Bantam. Kate.
Cake.
Kate.
You can call me Cake. Cake. We're going to call it
Cake in a long time. So I had a question for you, April. When you took over Cheesecakes, how were the staff in the restaurant?
The staff were great, actually.
Did you keep many of them?
We kept everyone in the beginning.
It always worked out
in the beginning.
Some people fizzled themselves out, and it just wasn't for everybody. Change is hard if you've been there for a long time. Some of the staff had been with Nick for anywhere from 5 to 15, 16, 17 years. So it was a little bit of a transition for everyone. And, I mean, we still have over half of the staff today. So I think that we've got some really good people on our staff, and bringing in new people is hard. You don't know what they come, what their backgrounds are and how they're going to be, and it is hard having minimum wage and all of the things that you were just talking about. But we just do the best that we can to keep everybody going.
Have the regulars noticed that? Did they notice a changeover?
Regular customers? I think, they knew all about it, and they've all been really wonderful, actually. We still have all the same regulars, and now we have some new regulars, too. So it's neat. I still get to see a lot of people from my past and in a different capacity now. And
they have a great bar, and they have live music you guys are doing, right?
And now apparently you have a loge.
We have a loge.
Tell us about the loge.
The loge is now open.
If you haven't been upstairs, you need to go.
Yes. It is open for private parties, whether that's a baby shower or a business meeting or a rehearsal dinner that we are doing.
Do you take reservations?
We do take reservations. Our space can allow it, though. We do have a very large space in the historic Pine Street School.
That makes up for no patio.
Oh, yes.
We have a loge.
With a bar upstairs that you can rent, right?
Well, it's a work in progress.
To be continued.
So I have a quick question. Is it possible, like, here I am telling you what to do. She won't do it because she just says, I do what I want. No. I would love a cheesecake. I'm diabetic. Mm. I would love a cheesecake that is made with not real sugar. Is it possible, like, with one of the new, the super, hyper cool whatever you call them, artificial sugars?
That's a great question.
Because I know that I could probably have a cheesecake with no crust if it would have artificial sugar in it, because the rest of it's just kind of mostly dairy, right?
Yes.
Because my biggest challenge with everything is people are like, oh, well, they have sugar-free chocolate. Yes, they do, except everything else that's in the chocolate is a carb, and that turns to sugar.
Right. Well,
so I need somebody that can figure out
baking
is
baking is a science. Cheesecakes are very much a science, I feel.
Uh-huh.
And changing the ingredients to something like that might make it look a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't get
so
it.
So we could probably play around with it.
If it tastes good, it could look like a pile of dog food.
It won't look like it was served to cheesecake.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're diabetic, like all you think about is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm like, all I want is a freaking cookie.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, we can play around with some things. I can't say that it wouldn't work.
Don't you have engineering science degree background or somebody in your family?
Yeah.
Medical.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah,
that's my
background. Get one of your doctor friends, your family members, to do it.
So, is that how they came across the name cheesecakes, because of the cheesecakes?
Nick and his previous partner, Corey, they started it with just doing some cheesecakes and salads, and actually next door here at Maxwell's, and that was their first location. So it just kind of got bigger from there and changed locations a couple of times and landed in the Pine Street School about 12 years ago. So.
But you obviously still serve cheesecakes.
Yes, we have six regular flavors, and then usually we have some seasonal every month. They are
good.
Not very fancy, though.
I was expecting
though.
You to tell me the hours.
We got some fanciness happening over at the Bantam. That
yes.
Whatever. You put caramel
better.
And chocolate and whipped cream
oh, yeah,
on your cheesecake. It's amazing.
I like
what are you talking about?
I like the difference between
I'm over here
cheesecake.
Moaning. In pain.
In pain.
I hear him breathing heavily.
How long have the two of you known each other?
April and I don't know, probably since she took over cheesecakes. We've frequented that place. My family was close with Nick and Laura, and we knew when the change was happening, and I think that's when I met April, and I go in there often, and I've ran into April at the bars a couple times, and we've, you know,
oh, really?
Whatever.
You hang out on the patio.
We hang out on the patio.
At the hen house.
Have you had a few drinks and you're emotional, crying on each other's shoulders?
We don't drink.
Do we do?
Yeah, actually, I've never drank before in my life.
Right.
Definitely don't cry.
Never cried either. Never.
Would you say that there's a restaurant community here, like restaurateurs?
Yes, I would, actually. We actually just had a industry night last Monday where we got together with about 10, 12 different restaurant owners. So each Shasta was there. We had some vendors, and it sounds like something that might take off, and where we get together and have our own group and just, you know, have some camaraderie and talk about like-minded things that we all go through, because it is a totally different industry than a different typical business.
So that leads us to one of the mainstays for the Shasta County Chamber, actually, because Shasta County is rural. It's a rural county, and we have lots of agriculture here, lots of cattle ranchers, right? We have a lot of food that is produced right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I dare say that we have a lot of restaurants who don't even know the quantity of food that's available here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from beginning to end, we just had the Grange Co-op join. We went up to Medford to meet them. So we were kind of seeing this whole circular Shasta County agricultural food ecosystem mm-hmm. taking place. So it would be great to be able to help our local restaurants too with locally sourced food. As we're finding out now too, restaurants, people across the country are figuring out that they don't know what's in their food,
mm-hmm.
even though it's quote unquote fresh, right?
Right.
So it would be kind of cool to marry the two together. Yes. Well, mm-hmm.
Never mind fresh. How about just edible food?
Well, it's just like what you're dealing with Elwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know where the cow was? You know where it is now.
Yeah.
Right?
Grass-fed, grain-finished.
I think it's great to... I mean, we're just getting started, but there's a lot of opportunity to collaborate with ranchers, gardeners. There's a lot going on around here. We're just kind of like... Elwood was our first collaboration, but we would certainly love to be able to feature other people's products and have space for them. I just think that it's great to collaborate and to promote other people, because it's, I think that sometimes we try to be really competitive and we want to do our own thing and promote ourselves. But when you collaborate, it's just everyone does so much better. So we will definitely try to dabble in that a bit more as we grow.
What we've discovered ever since starting the Shasta County Chamber is how many amazing people and businesses there are actually here in Shasta County that we didn't know were mm-hmm. here, right? And dare I say that many other people in Shasta County didn't even know that they were here, right? Especially in the agricultural space and the food space. You know, the rice industry up in the rice farms up in the Burnie at MacArthur, right? It's crazy.
Hmm.
Like, it's not actually really a rice, but okay.
Well, what is
it? The only indigenous, and I say air quotes, rice in the United States, but it's actually a grass, and it came from the Great Lakes area. So they brand it as a rice, and it looks like rice. It's brown, tastes like rice, but it's an actual grass. But yeah, it migrated across with the Native Americans and took root up in the...
Did you just memorize that?
I didn't. No.
He's reading it off of his phone right now.
I have sold Fall River wild rice for years at the Enjoy store. I have a great relationship with them and spend lots of time up there where they harvest and grow. And they also do mint up there, too. Mm. So they work for Colgate for the gum companies. Yeah. So there's lots of stuff when you talk about products everywhere. I mean, we have products everywhere. And Northern California also has one of the world's best organic Tule Lake
horseradish.
Really?
Some of the best in the world,
really?
Yep.
Just saying.
I can give you all over the things. I know where you can get fresh, almost 100% organic trout that's grown in Lassen. They just had their first harvest this year for the very first time. It's now Lassen caviar. So they have sturgeon, and this was their first year of harvesting caviar. It takes like 12 years for a mature sturgeon. So, yeah, I have stuff all over from the Enjoy store and Enjoy magazine, of
course.
Could
you compile a list?
Oh, yes, I absolutely could.
That list, please.
I have a garden this year, and it's covered with snails, so I'm thinking we could do escargot.
Mm. No. That.
Shasta's finest organic.
Ooh.
You learned so much from the show. I didn't realize rice migrate.
Wow. Anyway, so that's one of the things, one of the big projects we're working on at Shasta County Chambers to create that.
I like
He's
that
here
a
all
lot.
Night. Food triangle.
That's neat.
There you
that's
go.
Great.
So yeah, we have a lot coming, and to be able to collaborate with restaurants, and as each Shasta grows and the Shasta County Chamber grows, there's a lot of opportunity for all of us to.
So let's talk to the quiet one, the quiet one who hasn't said anything all day, right? How many shout outs have you done today, Mr. Redding Buzz?
I don't know. I lost count. Just go, go, go.
You a go, go,
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
cool April 8 o'clock,
so,
right?
You know, and then other show and shine. So, I don't know, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, but back to the chicken. That's the best chicken I've had.
Whoa, can you say
I know,
that a little
I keep
bit
going
louder?
Back to that.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
Get some animation.
Yeah, can you speak
I don't
the
know
mic?
What you guys do that chicken, but it is really good.
Mm.
Like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Next time we're going to eat on the patio back there. Just
or maybe
it's
my patio. It's Larry's patio.
Yeah, it's the patio.
But I still need to give you guys a shout out.
Yeah, you can bring Kate's chicken and have it in the lounge.
Yeah.
In the lounge.
What, in the lounge? In the lounge.
You can bring the chicken and put it on her salad.
Oh,
there you go.
So tell us about Eat Shasta, because we only have 1 minute left.
Yeah. So in 1 minute, so you can find on Eat Shasta app, download it in the app store, or you can go to our website, eatshasta.com. We have about roughly 80 restaurants, between restaurants, bars, pubs, coffee shops. We're growing daily. We've got about 2,500 plus users. We have partnered with Cool April Nights, and they're using our app features, which is push notifications, geofencing, to help promote all the events. So when you download the app, what you get is a directory of various restaurants, eateries, bars, pubs that are on the app. And the way that the app functions is that you get push notifications directly to your phone with specials, deals, what's happening. We also have various restaurants throughout Shasta County and north that when you drive around, they are geofenced. So you'll get a pop-up, hey, check out this lunch special. We also have special offers that you can only find.
Not special offers, exclusive in-app
offers.
Exclusive in-app deals.
Speaking of exclusive, thank you, April. Cheesecakes.
Thank you, Nigel.
Kate. Honeymoon.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.